Mad Myra's Notebook for August 26th. This morning, when I went out to shoot the sunrise at the Grand Canyon, there was fog when I got to the park. The clouds were so low, they were right at the rim of the canyon. And it was just very wispy, and clouds were blowing over the rim and going in through the canyon. It's kind of trippy. I haven't really seen clouds that close before. And I think I may have a couple of pictures that, well, if they turn out the way I think they will, it should be kind of interesting to see clouds right in front of you. Anyway, the trip over here from, oh yeah, I made it up to Vegas. So I drove up to Vegas right after the morning sunrise at the Grand Canyon. And it was over half of that trip was in the rain. And even now, as I record this, it's raining outside of the hotel. And looks very overcast, like it's going to be raining for quite a while. Kind of ironic to come to Vegas and Arizona in the middle of summer and to be rained out on so many days. So it looks like I'm not going to be shooting the sunset tonight. Tomorrow morning might be iffy. We'll see what I'll probably have to get out ahead of the sunrise, so I won't actually see what the weather looks like before I get there, unless it's totally pouring. But that could happen. So this trip's been interesting. Weather's been a challenge. I didn't even pack a jacket for this, and I'm kind of wishing I should have. So anyway, what else to talk about? Oh yeah, on the way up here, I was listening to an audiobook in the car. It was a Norse Code, that book by Greg Van Eekhout. Norse Code, it's basically a modern-day Ragnarok retelling, or something, you know, kind of urban fantasy-ish about the Norse gods in present day. Honestly, it reminded me a lot of Neil Gaiman's book, American Gods. Not so much that I'd call it a ripoff, but it's, I'm pretty sure every other Norse-based fantasy novel these days all involve Ragnarok, so it's not that unusual. I don't know if I'm getting tired of it or not, but it's, now that I'm thinking back on it, some parts of this story really does blend with American Gods, and I'm having a little trouble remembering which scenes come from which book, even though I know they're not anything stylistically alike between Greg Van Eekhout and Norse and Neil Gaiman. Anyway, I still recommend, if anyone really is into Norse mythology, or I guess even urban fantasy, try out Norse Code, narrated by one of the Escape Pod editors or Podcastle editors. What else is on my list right now? I just got into listening to one of Timothy Zahn's Star Wars novels. This one's called Scoundrels. Basically, it happens between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And it's a Han Solo story, more or less. I'm thinking I'm only about halfway in, maybe a third of the way into the book. And it sounds a lot like other Star Wars novels I've read. Not as grand a scope as Timothy Zahn's Admiral Thrawn series, but it's a good read so far. I'll probably finish this up tomorrow, the way I've been going through all these audiobooks. I might be looking for other stuff to download in between. Actually, I still have another 4 or 5 novels in my queue that I haven't gotten to yet. We'll see how far I get along in this trip. Anyway, I think I've talked for long enough. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.